Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling for National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November next year elections for presidential, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely
I will vote.
Yes,
I will vote.
Thank you. Okay. And could you please tell me, what is your age?
65.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, could you please tell me your race?
White.
Thank you.
Caucasian, what do you know?
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale of from 0 to 10. Zero means that you can. Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
It's just all, it all depends. I try to see what they're running on,
I'm sorry?
What their view. I just kind of try to see what, Republican, makes it easy.
Oh, okay, no worries. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Which of the following issues are most important to you in the next congressional election? You can select two. We have, for example, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, improving kinder to 12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, immigration and border security, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or inflation and the economy?
I would say crime, which I think encompasses a lot of different stuff. I think a lot of those would be grouped, you know, under crime. I think health care is major, too. There's actually a bunch of them, so I didn't, you know.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Would you say that someone approve or someone disapprove?
I'm going to say disapprove.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse. Getting worse.
Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
So, I don't think that's something you can answer with one word. I think it's worse in some places, and it's better in some places. I think cities are worse. I think some of your other areas are better. I think it just depends on where people live. I'll say worse.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not too often, not often, or not often at all?
Not very often.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not too often, or not at all.
Not too often.
Thank you. Would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Probably the same.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 that you feel neutral. You may use any number from...
Mm-hmm. What was the question? I missed the first part of it.
Oh, okay. To rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 unfavorable, and 50 neutral.
Let's just do 50.
Use, okay. So you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you don't recognize or you don't have any opinion on one of them, let me know. The first one says, Kamala Harris.
Probably 50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
10.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Probably 50.
Thank you. Taylor Swift.
100 with a lot of her whatever. I'll say 30. I don't.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Probably 60.
60 or 50?
60.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
10.
Ron DeSantis?
Probably 60.
And the NAACP?
The what?
The NAACP.
What is that?
The NAC. If you don't, if you have heard, I mean, if you have not heard for that, no worries. But basically is, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Oh, I thought it was, I thought it was like NW, whatever. I didn't recognize the letter. Probably 75.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Probably Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, someone worried, not too worried, not worried at all.
Was somewhat worried, is that?
Yes, that is an option.
Okay.
I'd like you to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one says, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Agree or disagree?
I didn't understand. I honestly didn't understand.
No worries. Let me repeat it. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree, yes.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can afford right now?
Agree. Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Americans' diversity making it stronger?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans?
Agree. Somewhat agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Somewhat disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Okay, abortion should be what?
Legally protected right in this country.
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school's library can carry. Or, our schools must teach multiple point of view and banning books both limit children access to new ideas and marginalize people who history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Agree? B. Someone B or strongly agree with B?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people says are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. A scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel that it's extremely important. 5, someone important. And 0, not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Traditional family values?
10.
Thank you. A fair and equitable court system?
10.
Affordable healthcare?
10.
Free and fair elections?
10.
Secure borders?
10.
A strong military?
10.
Religious freedom?
10.
Quality to kinder to 12 education?
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you two statements people have made of how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement. 5, someone agree. And 0, that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the second one, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope and we don't stand up And if we don't stand up, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change this than our parents. From 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Sometime over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 that you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you currently married or married with a partner, single, widow, or separate?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age, younger, living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, someone conservative, moderate, someone liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time and have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.